What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 7 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Go with God's Presence. Ben Witherington III once wrote, Jesus has not simply left Christians in the lurch to do it on their own. For verse 20 says His powerful presence will be with them always, as long as human history continues, until the end of the age. Our text for today is from Matthew 28, the second part of verse 20. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Remember that Jesus begins the Great Commission by stating His authority. We learned on day 5 that this means Jesus said, out of who I am, carry out His calling. So we go with His power. Well, notice how Jesus also ends the Great Commission with an I am statement. And behold, I am with you always. Now, you can't see it in the English, but in the Greek, the word I is written twice. In the study of Greek grammar, it is called the ego eimi construction. It is an emphatic construction. The ego eimi construction is the identical structure used in the 7 I am statements of Christ. Ego is the pronoun I. Eimi is the main verb of this verse. This verb is in the regular tense, present active indicative, first person singular. By itself, the verb translates as I am. Together, the ego eimi construction literally means I am. Most Greek scholars define it as I, even I. Bible translators don't add the I twice. They just intensify the one I and say, surely I, or behold I. It's interesting that a form of the I am statements bookends the Great Commission. Jesus says, out of who I am, go and make disciples. Then after He gives the commission, Jesus says, I, even I, will be with you always. If that doesn't give you confidence as you live out the Great Commission, I don't know what will. Jesus gives you the command and reminds you that He will be with you as you carry that command out. If you obey His command, you cannot fail. His command comes with His power and His presence. If you know God is with you when you obey His commands, it inspires confidence that God will work through you to accomplish His purposes. As we conclude this first week in A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment, may Michael Wilkins' comments encourage you to live out the Great Commission. Jesus' entrance into human history is encapsulated in the name Emmanuel, God with us, from Matthew 1:23. And His abiding presence with His disciples is evident in His concluding assurance, I am with you always. A true Israelite would proclaim only God to be eternal and omnipresent. So here, Matthew records a concluding claim by Jesus to His deity. Thus, Jesus concludes the commission with the crucial element of discipleship, the presence of the Master. Both those who obey the commission and those who respond are comforted by the awareness that the risen Jesus will continue to fashion all his disciples. Jesus is present as his disciples go throughout the nations with the gospel of the kingdom of God, inviting all to become his disciples. Jesus is present as new disciples are baptized and are taught to obey all that he has commanded. Jesus is present as maturing disciples go through all the stages of their lives. Jesus is present as the church sojourns through this age, awaiting his return. Jesus is always present for his disciples to follow as their master. We worship and follow a risen master who is with us constantly. All he commanded in word and deed as necessary for our growth as his disciples is included in the scriptures, but his real presence comforts our individual needs and sustains us through all of our days, whether in our weakness, sorrow, joy, power, or pain, to the very end of the age, or until the completion of God's plans for this age. Jesus promises to be the sustaining presence that assures us that history is not out of control, that the kingdom of God has indeed been inaugurated, that he is a very present help in times of trouble, and the work he accomplished on the cross is continually available through his risen and ascended ministry. This wonderful promise of Jesus' continual presence invites us as readers into the story. This should not evoke fear or guilty conscience. Rather, it should spur all his disciples on to proclaim the good news of the presence of the kingdom of God in our lives. We are the ongoing chapter of this story. Walking receptacles of the presence of the risen Jesus and living demonstrations of the power of the kingdom of God. May we be faithful and obedient disciples of Jesus as we walk in the closest intimacy with him and proclaim this good news that he is with us to the very end of the age. Some questions to consider. How can Jesus' powerful authority increase your confidence to follow his will? How important is it that a form of Jesus' I am statements bookend his Great Commission? And finally, how can Jesus' continual presence increase your level of commitment to him? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.